Hello everyone. Welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with new insights for living as the Spirit of God reveals His passion for humankind to be saved. That is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, may we have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, blessed be thy holy name. I am so grateful of your unfailing love and goodness because your faithfulness endures forever. I ask of your anointing by filling your servant of your Spirit that he will speak well of your grace and salvation. Open the heart and minds of anyone who listens, that he or she may humbly rest on your promise and live only by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Again, I ask of your enlightenment so that your words will come with deep conviction and with power by your Spirit. Remove any obstacle that may cause and hinder the preaching of your words. Instead, let your kingdom continuously reign and expand in the hearts of people as far as this radio program can reach. I ask of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Our devotional meditation is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, 1-5. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Our devotional meditation is entitled, Moses and the Burning Bush. This is the biggest day in the life of Moses. After this great event, his life has changed completely. The Moses whom we used to know in the past is no longer the same Moses after his encounter with God. From that time on until he finally led the Hebrew people to the Promised Land, he was so empowered in accomplishing the Lord's plan and purpose of saving many lives. Notice how the Lord called him. Moses was then on his tour of duty as a shepherd tending the flock of his father-in-law in a place where nobody would ever expect to encounter God. Today, it is not surprising for anyone to expect such an encounter with God in a temple or in a church. But for the case of Moses, this is a rare chance for him meeting the Lord for the first time in an uninhabited place and in an unexpected circumstance. He never had any personal experience of hearing audibly the voice of God like that of Abraham, or having dreamed of him like that of Jacob. But God has a way of dealing with his chosen people. He has a way of getting their attention in such a unique way according to their different personalities. Because Moses was so preoccupied with his work, his mind was so set to accomplish things for the day, and that was all his focus. Notice the verses we just read a while, especially verse 1, which says, "He led the flock to the far side of the desert." This means that he was so busy with his work, giving all his might into it, because that job defined his entire life. That was Moses' identity at this very moment. His status in life and name was identified with his career as shepherd, and he cherished that so dearly. Nothing can take that from him at that moment, because this is where his entire livelihood is depend on. In addition, we need to understand too that he was just recuperating from a very dark past as a murderer and now a fugitive running away from Pharaoh. Probably Moses was hurting, regretting of going into all the trouble of his past. In his solitude, he would have probably been thinking that he would have been the Pharaoh now had he lived with expectations of the palace where he once lived. In the book of Acts chapter 7 verse 22, Stephen beautifully described Moses' status in Egypt when he was yet in his prime years in the palace of the Pharaoh. Accordingly, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in his speech and action. Just imagine all the opportunities he lost, and now here he is meagerly living as a shepherd in an uninhabited and lonely place. Poor Moses! Had he been more prudent in making good choices for his future life, he would have been enjoying the splendor and riches of the palace right now than having to endure and suffer 40 years miserably. Indeed, for worldly definition of what success is all about, Moses was a total failure. He's now flat on his face to the ground. He thought all along that by defending his fellow Hebrew from maltreatment by an Egyptian, he would be recognized by them that he was God sent to rescue them, but they did not. As a result, he became a fugitive in a foreign land for 40 years, toiling under the scorching heat of the sun, tending a flock, which is not his own, but his father-in-law. Can you see the life of Moses at that moment? He's poor and a mere employee working under the auspices of his own father-in-law. You cannot help but to empathize with him. Here is a man who lost every opportunity at the prime of his life when he was at the palace, pampered by the wealth of Pharaoh in exchange of his desire to serve God. For 40 years, he tasted all the wealth and glory the world can offer to the majesty of Egypt's splendor. But he chose God rather than wealth and abundance. For that, he was forced to leave Egypt, including all its splendor and glory, and now hiding as a fugitive for another 40 years of his life in a foreign land. Probably, anyone would assume that already God had forsaken him. Just come to think of it, in his solitude for 40 long years, and already he is now 80 years old, so advanced in years, but until then, he never heard from God or even encountered him in such a special way. What person of great faith can endure the same? For all those years, probably Moses had forgotten God too, considering that he had never experienced what his forefathers had experienced with. They heard his voice audibly and dreamt of him telling them of his plan. But for Moses, he never had any encounter like those instances, and his knowledge of the God of the Old Testament is very limited. He had never experienced such intimacy with the Lord, not like those of Abraham and Isaac have. But let us go along and see the transformation of his life, because God had a greater plan for him. We see here a big picture of God's plan for him, because no matter how ugly and unfavorable his experiences in the past, God had turned them to be good to accomplish his purpose. In this instance, the burning bush was a means used by God to get the attention of Moses. Today, I want to share with you some spiritual insights that will motivate and inspire your journey of faith. First, God calls Moses at a time when he could be the most effective. Moses was called when he was busy tending his flock. This is always true in many biblical illustrations. When, for example, Gideon in the book of Judges was called into service to lead the nation of Israel when he was busy threshing wheat. That is in Judges 6:11. The same with these two brothers, Peter and Andrew, when they were busy casting their nets into the lake when the Lord called them to become his disciples. Matthew 4:18 and 19. Also with James and John, when they were busy preparing their nets inside their boat when they were called by Jesus Christ. In Matthew 4:21 and 22. And Paul was called when he was on his way to Damascus, busy arresting and persecuting the Christians. Acts 9:3-6. These are some of the abundant illustrations we can mention right now. The emphasis here, however, is that it is always the case that God desires to call those who value industry, those who are faithful in their employment because they can be trusted. He wants to call those who are not idle but responsibly busy with their employment. Now consider the life of Moses. He was only called by God into active service when he was already in his advanced years, 80 years old. Imagine that. Moses was called to action late in his life, but that was God's timing for him. God called him at a time when he could be the most effective. For Moses' age, it was just the right time. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, God's time is beautiful. It was not a spur at the moment decision when he was called by God. The Lord has been grooming him for a lifelong preparation. And when he revealed it to him, his time to be called into active service, Moses had that burning bush moment. Look at the way how the Lord prepared Moses to be the deliverer of the Hebrew nation and lead them to the promised land. First, growing up in Pharaoh's household gave Moses the opportunity to learn the ways of the Egyptians. It also afforded him access to Pharaoh when the time came to deliver the Israelites. And second, Moses was tending the flocks when he found the burning bush. Tending sheep was preparing Moses for the greater task of shepherding the Israelites. Like Moses, this is the way how the Lord accomplishes his will through us, and most often we're not even aware of it. But pause for a moment and look at your life today, where you are right now. Do you see a timeline where the Lord is preparing you for something? Or are you now pursuing it? Have you thought of those things you wanted to accomplish in your earlier years, yet you were not able to fulfill them, but instead you went into another direction or field of interest? Don't be surprised now, because like Moses, God has prepared you for this purpose. Consider also that God is not a respecter of anyone. Romans 2:11. Look at these people whom God has called to accomplish his purpose of saving many lives. See their lives before God called them into active service. Abraham was a liar. The same with Isaac. He too was a flagrant liar, enriching himself at the expense of his own twin brother Esau. Noah is another example. He's also known as a drunkard. But how about King David? He's called a man after God's own heart. He was an adulterer and a murderer just because of a married woman named Bathsheba, whom he surreptitiously took from her husband. Samson is another man. known as a great womanizer? How about Rahab, who is a prostitute, and Zacchaeus, a self-confessed cheater? Another man of God worth mentioning is Paul, who was a persecutor and murderer of the first century Christian church. And finally, Moses, in this instance, is also a murderer who lived alive as a fugitive for a long time. Indeed, God is looking for someone who is willing to change his life and commit himself by faith to his Son Jesus Christ and to him alone. Are you willing to change your life for the Lord? Look at your life today. God is preparing you for something great in the future. Listen to his voice. He's calling you, and probably you too have your burning bush moment right now. The second is that God employs means to get your attention. Here is a burning bush, yet it is not burned. There is fire on it, but it is not being burned up. It was a strange occurrence for Moses, hence he has to investigate it. This burning bush caught his attention. Indeed, when God calls, he grabs our attention in a way that leaves no doubt who is calling. Like Moses, in our being so busy every day, sometimes we don't recognize that God is calling us. And because of that, God employs means to call our attention, and we have our burning bush moment too. He reveals it to us, and that is the only time that we become so sensitive to his call. Consider the life of this wealthy man before God revealed to him his burning bush moment. John C. Rockefeller was the first American billionaire. He was clinically declared that his life will not reach 55 years. Yet, when he realized that life without God is meaningless, he committed it to him. He became a changed man. His burning bush moment was his terminal illness. Another one was a rich Christian businessman who went bankrupt during the height of the Great Fire in Chicago. Thereafter, his only son died. After some time, a series of misfortune came to his family until four of his daughters were drowned. That became his burning bush moment. He became more faithful in the Lord, and he used the rest of his life serving the Lord. What is your burning bush moment too? We can list many of them, but you alone can identify the same. You alone can make the difference of your life because you know well you're standing before the Lord. Probably, the Lord has been calling you up for so long, but you have not noticed it. Do you still need to experience more to it before you will turn your attention to Him? How long do you listen to His call? The Bible says that when God calls someone to a task, God's presence is always there to guide him and direct him. Exodus 3:13-15. Indeed, God is timeless. He has always been, and he will always be. He transcends all generations. Do you see a pattern in your life forming that could lead to a call of service to God? Look, God has a specific purpose for which he has been grooming you. Probably, you have your burning bush moment, but you don't see it that way. See around you and consider your situation right now. Probably your present circumstance, whatever this may be, is your burning bush moment. Open your eyes to this reality, because maybe this is the way how God is revealing himself to you. Like Moses, why don't you remove your sandals and kneel before him, because the ground where you are standing is holy ground. In other words, wherever you are right now, the Lord is calling you to serve him. Why don't you bow before him and commit your life to his service? Like those of the ancient and the early people whom he called out to for service, he does not need you to be righteous in order to be qualified. What the Lord needs are people who are willing to change their lives and surrender to his authority. Those who are willing to commit their faith in his Son Jesus Christ and make him their Lord and Savior. The problem with many of the people today is that they believe and recognize Jesus Christ as God's Son, but they don't want him to be their Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ wants you to be his disciple, as what he did with his apostles when he called them up saying, "Come, follow me." What is your burning bush moment today? Listen to the voice of God and commit your ways to him, and he will use you for his greater glory. Our life here on earth is just a passing through. In a moment, we don't know what will become of us. Life is too short. Therefore, make the best of it by making a rightful decision now. Listen to his call as he reveals himself through your burning bush moment. I pray that your burning bush moment will make you open your heart to the Lord as he calls you for his purpose. The Lord is talking to you right now. Why don't you listen to him? Today is the day of your salvation. Give your heart to the Lord as I present to you the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. He's the only hope of your salvation, and there is no other else. Have faith in him today. It is my prayer that you have been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. If you want to know more about our devotional lesson today, visit our website at www.cornerstonemaui.org, or you can send your text message to this number, 463-8859. If you are looking for a Christian church to attend to in Kihei, we would like to invite you to our Sunday worship gatherings at Kamali'i Elementary School from 9:30 to 11 o'clock in the morning. We would be very happy if you could come and join us in this wonderful gathering of the community of faith. Again, this is your host, Brother Danny Marantanbangu, saying, keep punching the good fight of faith. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings.